second game was against Monaghan in the semi-final, on then to the Ulster final against Cavan. Well, I remember the people laughed when they thought that the Ulster final was going to be Tyrone and Cavan, that Cavan's going to wipe the table with. But, as I say, there was five of us. There was Donal and Sean and Paddy Corey, Jack Taggart, myself, travelled in the taxi. All them games that we played, we never mentioned football. But I remember when I came to Newton Butler on our way to Clonus that day in Ulster final, Jackie Taggart was always a superstitious man. But he says, a pig ran across the road in front of us. And he turned around and he said to me, that's lucky there. He says, Tyrone's going to beat Cavan today. And we laughed at that. We went on and Jackie scored two goals. And Donald scored a goal. And Iggy Jones scored a goal. And that was the great Cavan team. The start of the fall of the great Cavan team.
Sally, you'd kept a clean sheet, which was a big thing at that time as well.
Against Cavan, kept a clean sheet. Went on then to play Galway in the All-Ireland final. I kept a clean sheet. The following year, we played Derry in the Ulster final, and I kept a clean sheet against Derry. And on to the All-Ireland semi-final against Louth, I kept a clean sheet. And it was only after I was told by one of the Louth players what that Kevin Beaton told me one night we had a get-together. He says, how did they expect Louth to score a goal when the Lake of Thally Trumpet was in goals?
Sally, what was the build-up like to the final? The final itself was the 29th of July, 1956, but in the weeks coming up to it, what was the training and all like?
The training was nothing like what you see now, like, you know, up to Pomeroy and to the changing room. There wasn't even lights or showers or anything like that. And out and round, Jerry Brown was the manager from down. Up to Pomeroy and round the fields and up and down and jumping here and jumping there. And after that was build up for maybe an hour or so and finished up with each one of us getting a bottle of milk over in Begley's. And as I say, that was like we had no showers after, there were no light. And going through even the middle of October, it was awful going round with a mist hanging over Pomeroy and you running around the field and you soaking with this heavy dew that mist. At that time, teams never trained, like, you know, just you got together. But Tyrone got together a couple of, maybe two, three nights a week and did her training and got to know each other better than just getting up on a Sunday. And that made us a kind of a family affair. And every player knew what the other player was and what he did and how he come to Pomeroy and all that. But we really, you know, it was a great joy too, sport when it was all down. But the training was, as the time went on, the training was getting very late. It was easier on us than the first couple of days that we started to train. It was getting easier as we went along.
Do you think that was a key thing that got you over the line against Cavan? The fact that you were so well prepared?
I think that's what, before, after we beat Monaghan, we got into it, and the county board got in touch with Jerry Brown that trained us and got us together. But it's then, as I say, we got to know each other and was like a family. We didn't care who we met in the final, Cavan or not, but everybody went out just to win their first Ulster senior.
All Loma boys went together, Carrickmore boys went together, Dungannon boys. Is that the way it was?
There was just taxis all the time. And the taxi from Loma was Don, Lonely and Sean, Paddy Corey, Jack Taggart, myself, five of us, going to the Ulster final, to play in an Ulster final, a taxi. And now they're, oh, good luck to them now, they're getting Rolls Royce and I don't know what. But as I say, good luck to them.
And you all gathered up in the morning, went to the game. After the match itself, what was it like?
After the match, we got in a restaurant and we always laughed. Now we laugh back. It was a salad, and we had a bit of ham and a lettuce. And that's what we had after the match. And I remember well, after the Ulster final, that we beat Cavan, Jim Devlin was playing in front of me at full back. And Jim says to me, I wonder, is that the end of the salad of the ham and the lettuce? Maybe we'll get something bigger now.
Do you know, that year was special, Sally, there's no doubt about that. It was a massive breakthrough. A lot of hard work went done before that. There were a lot of disappointments before that.
There was, at that particular time, Tyrone were hitting the high spots, and there was interviews and there was flags flying, and at that time it was all paper flags, and as I say, every car you got, it was a red hand on it, but there was no car flags like the way it was now at present day.
Coming up to Sally, in the previous years when you tried hard to get that breakthrough, it was tough, all the setbacks, all the disappointments.
All the disappointments. Like when I think back and I think of Iggy Jones, who played all his life, and that was something to get him to the Ulster final and to put a show on for. I always think that all the football that Iggy had played, that there he was with the turnout in the Ulster final, in the final year, couple of years of his life, to get him to play against Cavan.
But do you think, Sally, that the breakthrough was made in the 40s, was obviously the Miners winning, and that was a big stepping stone.
How the time came up to that Miners teams that had won all Ireland, and they moved them like a conveyor belt, they moved them Miners on to seniors for the first year or so, and they worked on that, and that was the start of all them boys that played on the senior team. I played on, all had played minor football for Tyrone and had got maybe all Ireland medals, or were on their way to get all Ireland medals.
Was it extra special, Sally, to have the other Oma lads in the team as well?
It was great to have the other, when you looked around and seen in front of you Paddy Corey and Sean Dalney, and up in the forwards you had Dolan and Jack Taggart. It was great. There was five of us. And I always think, you know, that when we went to America to play New York, that there was five Oma boys on the Tyrone team that played the pick of America, you could say, playing at the Polo Grounds in New York.